KKOJ, True Country Morning Show, Morning Juice Time, and Jackson Fire Department Chief Dave Bond comes alongside here live in studio. Appreciate you for doing so.
Yeah, thank you, Kempson, for having me in again.
So the Fire Prevention Week for 2025 is October 5th through October 11th, and there's a couple of special events that are related to Jackson Fire, not only to start the week on Monday, but also to kind of wrap it up as well. So let's start with those.
Yeah. So Monday, October 6th, Kempson, we're going to be starting our Fire Prevention Week. We're going to be at the Riverside Elementary School. We'll be there pretty much all day talking to the kids about fire prevention, things to do in case there's a fire, teaching them all the safety stuff. And then on this that night, Monday the 6th, we're going to be teaming up again with the Pizza Ranch. From 5 to 8 p.m., we're going to be delivering pizzas around town again in the fire trucks. That was a huge hit last year, and Jeff Sauter at Pizza Ranch reached out and asked if we'd be willing to do it again, and we're like, absolutely. Everybody had a great time with it. The citizens here, it was phenomenal. I mean, yeah, we had people that called in 3-4 times for pizza delivery just to have the truck show up, and kids line the streets to see it, and even our guys, they were just having a blast with it. And also that night, usually kids' night is on Tuesdays, but Jeff, we had to conflict on Tuesday, so we switched it to Monday. And Jeff is even going to switch kids' night for Monday night, too, so kids 12 and under can eat free down at Pizza Ranch, down at the buffet. So that's to kick everything off. And then throughout the week, we're just going to go to Little Huskies, and we got a couple other appearances we're going to make, like at the Jackson Pines and stuff, and talk to the citizens. And then to end the week on the Sunday, October 12th, we're going to do our pancake feed with the Jackson Lions Club again. And we'll be serving 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's a free will donation as well. So come on down and be hungry, ready to eat some pancakes, egg, sausage. We'll have, you know, all the goodies. We'll have stuff for kids there. And come down, look at the trucks, and talk to the firefighters.
When it comes to outreach events and stuff like that, especially the couple of the ones we're talking about here, who do you think has more fun, you guys, the kids, or is it a wash a lot of the time?
It's kind of a wash, yeah. We've been having a lot of fun with it lately, especially now. And so we're going to have our special guest again. Fire Pup is going to make some appearances throughout the week. And so and the kids have been going crazy over Fire Pup. And so, you talk to the little kids and even adults, and we all just have a good time with it. And it's just a fun time. I mean, you get the little kids that come up, and especially like at the pancake feed, they'll come up and, Mom, Dad, hey, we talked to these guys. We saw them at the school, and they remember what you said, too. I mean, it's a lot of fun, yeah.
What are the most important things that you try to get across as well, kind of on a more, you know, serious note? Because Fire Prevention Week, it's about kind of safety and being able to do that and make sure everybody can stay safe in the home.
Yeah, you know, so we teach everybody to, you know, check your smoke alarms, change batteries in them. It's a good time of the year to change batteries, make sure they're working, plus your CO detectors as well. You know, everybody's, you know, we don't want to think about it, but everybody's going to be eventually starting their furnaces. So we talk about that and like who to call in case there's an emergency. What type of emergency? Do you have a safe place to go to meet your family outside of your house if something happens? And like at school, they, you know, the teachers talk about going out in the line, taking accountability, and yeah, just, you know, different things, and still teach the stop, drop, and roll in case something happens there too. And so, yeah, just kind of your basic stuff. And then with adults, we've had to go and show people how to use fire extinguishers. You know, there's people that don't know how to use them properly. So we'll take the time and show them how to properly use a fire extinguisher as well.
And multiple people have remarked to me how warm it's been, even as we're into early October here, and maybe the warmest a lot of people ever even remember. So when it comes to that, with even the heat, like outside and stuff, even if it is dry, which is its own set of concerns, you know, there's, you know, the staying hydrated and also just being careful and mindful, especially when the wind picks up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, definitely stay hydrated. You know, it don't take much and we get dehydrated. But yeah, just be aware of your surroundings and just be careful and take the time to make sure everything is good around you. This weather, the heat, the humidity, and it don't take much and we can have a heck of a fire going out in the, You know, we've already had grass fires, field fires. Unfortunately, there's been some combine fires already this year. So, yeah, it's not taking much. I know we got to get our crops in and, you know, but, yeah, we just – everybody just needs to take some time and make sure, like, your equipment, you have the fire extinguishers ready and they're good to go. And, yeah, just take a couple extra minutes just to – check everything over and be prepared.
Yeah, fundamental things when it comes to fire in particular, but also just, you know, like you said, taking your time and being mindful of each other, I guess, on the road and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you come up to an intersection and, you know, it's not just farmers. I'm not, you know, it's all of us. We all need to slow down and be careful. This time of year, we've got the equipment out on the road. There's extra people out there. Let's just all slow down, take a few extra minutes. Come to a stop sign, make a complete stop, you know, don't just, you know, I've been on this road for 20 years and never seen a car yet. Well, that takes the one time and we got something bad happening out there. So yeah, just, we all need to just slow down and take a couple extra minutes and just be aware of each other and pay attention.
And when it is a serious situation that you guys have to deal with, it's always good to give you your room to be able to deal with it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I know everybody wants to see what's going on. We live in a small community. So anytime they see the trucks roll, which, you know, hey, you want to come out and look, that's fine. But just please be aware of, like for us, I mean, you know, we're going to be pulling hoses. We got emergency vehicles coming and going, especially if we got to haul water. but also just please be aware of, you know, it's somebody's having a bad day. You know, just please be aware of what's going on and, you know, be respectful, I guess, to say. Just stay back a ways and kind of let us do our job. I mean, if we got to stop and take time to try to get people out of our way, that's taking time away from the situation where, you know, we could be helping somebody or, you know, fighting the fire. But if we got to take the time to stop what we're doing, you know, that could be a bad deal too.
I think respectful is the perfect term for it. Yeah, you know, give the room kind of read the room, I guess, or the situation, I suppose.
Yep.
So Fire Prevention Week 2025, Sunday, October 5th, that is. Does feel like August a little bit sometimes, but Saturday, October 11th as well. So it goes from Sunday to Saturday there. And yeah, one more time, let's talk about a couple of the events in particular. Circle back to that a little bit.
All right, yeah. So again, Monday the 6th of October here, we're going to do our delivering pizzas from Pizza Ranch from 5 to 8 p.m. here in town. Again, if you want to go down there and eat, the kids 12 and under get to eat free. So yeah, we're going to team up with them again. And then the 12th of October, Sunday, again, it's our pancake feed from 9 to 1 p.m. And that's a free will donation as well. So come on out and, you know, it's a good time to meet with your neighbors and chat with the community and have some good food.
Last question is, what are the best ways to maybe reach out if they have questions about fire prevention or, you know, extinguishers, any of the topics we've covered or beyond?
Yeah. So you could call down to City Hall and they will get in touch with myself or one of the other members of the department and we'll return your call. Otherwise, you can call the non-emergency number for the LEC. They know how to get a hold of us as well. But yeah, we'll gladly answer any questions about, you know, fire extinguishers or fire alarms, smoke alarms, CO detectors. Yeah, we'll be more than happy to help out because, you know, that's what we're about. We're about safety and we want everybody to be safe in our community.
And I know you provide updates on the Facebook page as well a little bit and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's always good to keep tabs on what's going on. Well, yeah. Any other thoughts at all?
No, let's just all have a safe harvest and wish everybody the best of luck out there. And, again, let's just all be respectful of each other and look out for each other and take our time, slow down a little bit and, come out and like I said, support us and we appreciate everything. You guys are awesome out there in the community and we appreciate every one of you. It's without you guys, we couldn't have what we have and to make our job safer and easier for us. So, I know thank you doesn't cover it, but, you know, right now that's the best I got for you. Sorry, is thank you. We appreciate everything.
Well, and thank you for you and your department and everything that the first responders do for us as well. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Kempson.
That's Jackson Fire Chief Dave Bond talking about Fire Prevention Week and a little bit more. Thank you out there for listening as well to The Morning Juice.